Dilemma.
Alrighty, it's time for us to delve into another dilemma this morning. As I said, we're quite busy on the email over the weekend, and I can always tell, or I like to think I can tell, how bothered somebody is by their dilemma by the time they send it to us. This one was sent at 20 to 1,
okay,
Friday into Saturday morning. So
yeah,
somebody was up thinking about this, okay? Won't mention the name, obviously, but it says, "Dear Niall, Vinnie and Trish, I'm hoping you and your listeners can help me with this one, please. I've been struggling with a moral dilemma for over a week now. I get paid expenses when I occasionally have to travel for work. It's not very often, so I always have an idea of what I'll be due at the end of the month. Mm-hmm. Last week, I noticed I got paid a lot more than usual. I immediately thought a mistake has been made and my expense sheet must have got mixed up with someone else's. I was going to bring it up with my line manager or send an email to payroll, but I decided to leave it a couple of days and see if anybody contacted me. But nobody has as of yet.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie, lads. I could really do with the extra few bob, but it's just not sitting well with me. Should I fess up and tell someone because, as well as everything else, a colleague could get in trouble over the error? Or do I keep my mouth shut and hope it will all go unnoticed and blow over? Regards, anxious and anon."
What kind of company do you, like, does payroll come from, like, Dublin?
Within, or is it outsourced?
Yeah, is it a big company where they wouldn't notice it as readily as a small company?
Mm.
Not that that should matter.
No, I mean, honesty is honesty and decency is decency.
But I'm just saying, you know, is it as easy as going to somebody in the office, and is that going to go through five more different avenues before that eventually all gets sorted? And how much more were you paid? Like a week's wages more?
Yeah.
Or like 20 euro? Because 20 euro? Nah.
No, I think it's a fair bit more, judging from what they're saying.
Like double your wages. Like, if
I don't think it'd be double the wages, but I think let's take a guess that they were owed 40 quid in expenses and they got 250 or 200 or something like that. Let's just gamble on that.
Well, I mean, the right thing to do is to bring it up with management.
Yes.
But sure, look it. That's my advice.
This is on the way.
Well, I think the thing is, like, there's always that human temptation when something like this lands on your lap. And the positive here is that you've actually got it. It's a week and nobody said anything. So it could quite conceivably just go under the radar and that's that. But I have a couple of issues here.
What?
I think the problem with keeping this money and saying nothing is twofold. Number one, if it does get twigged, firstly, you look dishonest. There's no way you wouldn't have realised. So there's a question over your moral character and fibre from here on in.
But maybe there is.
Secondly, if it gets twigged in a couple of weeks and it has to come back out of your wages, in your December wage for Christmas, that is going to crucify you. So
yeah,
I would be tempted to fess up on this one, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough.
That'd be my feeling.
Oh, and I go along with you. It is the right thing to do, but sure, look it.
Maybe wait another week, right?
I
wouldn't go straight away. I just wait another week and just see if anybody says it to you. But look, I think it's right. If in the next couple of weeks it comes out, that's what would be the killer, because it would be right up to Christmas and you don't want that coming out of your wages. Yeah. But yeah, I'd leave it a little bit longer.
Just leave another few days and see.
Yeah, just let it sit there for a while and see what happens.
Maybe if you could plead innocent, like, maybe to leave it till after Christmas to bring it up with them.
In January when we know have nothing.
What I mean is like February. Maybe you wouldn't.
No.
Maybe you don't realise.
If you get to February, you keep running.
Yeah.
But if you get to February, you just keep running then. Because maybe you don't know what's going into your account.
Some people don't really, you know. Sorry. I know some people know every cent going in and out. Others are like, oh, I don't have a clue. Look, let's get some thoughts on this. Where do you stand on it?
Tell us what you think now. Local 1890 715 102 or text 085 1029 103.
Say nothing for now or be honest and nothing. Fess up. B102 103. A birthday shout out to Killian and Lorcan O'Brien, who turn 8 today. Happy birthday, Killian and Lorcan. They're from Carlow. Have a fab day from Wendy and the family. Now, it seems we have a very, very honest listenership to Beat Breakfast. I knew the character of our listeners. You know, it's very strong in moral fibre.
Yeah. Because suspiciously honest.
There are some people suggesting, right, that it could be something you weren't expecting, like a little windfall, like emergency tax back. Or, you know, I had an instance a few weeks ago where, again, I got paid for something else I did here and nobody said anything to me. And I was just like, what is that money for? And I had to go into the boss and, oh, yeah, we meant to tell you that that was going into your account. So it could be something like that. Yeah. And I suppose you could breeze on with pretending that.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was like tax back or something.
Yeah, because I will admit now on the radio, Oh. I don't understand my pacing.
There's a lot of things.
There's about 17. There's 17 columns.
Yeah.
There's 23 different types of attacks.
It's true.
I don't know what all those mean. I really don't know. All that matters to me is the bottom right hand corner.
We need a little course for Vinny if anyone does it. Anyway, look, we'll get your thoughts. 085-102-9103.
Beat Breakfast with Now TV. Stream unmissable movies like Widows, starring Viola Davis and Colin Farrell.
Beat.
Daily Dilemma.
So somebody in touch with us the expenses came through with the wages this month and they were way above what they were due. And they've sat there for a week thinking about whether to go back to payroll and say something or just say nothing and hope for the best. And they've lasted a week. Let's get through some texts to start with. Honesty all the way, karma's a bitch. Okay, thank you for that.
Yeah.
The money's not there. But
people always say karma's a bitch.
Yeah.
This could be good karma in return for something else that you did. People never think of it that way.
Yeah, but then but
people always think, oh, if you do this now, there's bad karma coming your way. What if you already had a run of bad luck and this is your reward?
But if he's honest, the good karma would be that they say, keep the money.
Yeah.
That would be the good karma.
Good karma will multiply.
Yeah.
The money is not theirs. Be honest and fess up. It will save yourself in the long run. It'll build up better trust in an employee if they show their honesty in a situation like that. Mm. Ross was on from Tramore. Morning, guys. It has to be said, I worked in a job once where expenses were part of wages. It will be twigged and it will ruin any honesty your management has in you. No such thing as a Father Ted thing here. The money was just resting in my account.
Yeah.
If it was tax back, you'd get an extra pay slip or an email from a tax back group. It was a mistake by payroll person and you have to be honest. Playing stupid won't work unless you're already the duh person in the workplace.
Oh.
It'll be spotted and there'll be a paper trail of it. Not now, it'll be spotted before the start of the next tax year.
So he has 12 months?
Well, no, the tax year, is that January or is it April? It's since January now.
Okay, right.
For the Daily Dilemma, it won't matter how much or if she can get away with it. It's bothering her for a week already. Yeah. All depends if it's worth the sleepless nights. She sounds like a good person, otherwise there wouldn't be a dilemma. Bring it up with your manager, sort it out and sleep soundly at night. Mm-hmm. No more midnight emails to a radio station about it. True. If the person knows they shouldn't have been paid that money and keeps it, then it's theft. Plain as. Now they'll have a criminal charge and no job and no reputation. I don't know if you'd get a criminal charge for like 100 quid or something. But you're right, there have been people done recently in court over money going into the bank and them not fessing up. Like you can actually be charged for it on a serious side. I wouldn't say anything. And if it comes up, let on you know nothing about it. Another one here, they should definitely fess up and tell their manager, I deal with expensive forms in work and I can guarantee they'll spot the mistake. We've made mistakes too and they've always been spotted at the end of the month and it always looks bad when the person didn't come to someone first to tell them that they got paid extra. For your own sake, I'd be telling your manager. Another one here from Annette in Wexford who says, guys, this happened to me before. They emailed me 6 months later, said the error was on their part and they set up a payment plan where they took 10 euro out of my wages each month. Mm. Tell her to go and enjoy it. That's when somebody who's been there done that. Right, let's get some thoughts. Phones first. Morning, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. Now, this extra money in the account, you are treating it like a Christmas bonus. Is that right? Yeah.
Well, the way Ireland is going at the moment and a lot of countries, I know a guy that has a Christmas tree up since October, so I firmly think it could be a Christmas bonus coming early.
So that's how you treat it. Would you ask any questions or would you just take it as the Christmas bonus?
Take it as a Christmas bonus.
Say nothing.
That's what I do.
Okay, thanks for that, Jamie. Have a good morning. Alright, we got a voice note here. Let's see what this is.
Morning, Beat. It is Caroline here. How are you?
Hi.
In relation to the Daily Dilemma, it's stealing. Simple, stealing. Mm. It's theft. It's not hers or his, and they need to be honest about it because it will have serious consequences going down the line. And they know that themselves. They're just trying to have us appease their conscience. Bye.
Okay, Caroline, fair play. Well said. Lots of people agreeing with you on that one. We go back to the phones on this. Hey, Stephen, how's things?
Not too bad, in ourselves.
Good, good, good. What do you make of this? What would you do if you were in the situation?
In that kind of a situation, I think when you're short money, you have to wait a week or two for the company to give back to you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So if something like that happens, I just let it roll. Because if they made the mistake, it's your decision when you pay it back.
Just go with the flow, says you. See what happens.
Yeah, and have a nice Christmas.
Even I'm with you.
Everyone gets a slightly better present this year, all thanks to that.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Would you not be worried though, like if you did like go with it, roll with it, and you start spending it, and then next month they go, actually, there's been a mistake, that's going to have to come out of your wages this month, and it's come out of your Christmas wages.
You can do that, but then you say, I have bills to pay, so I don't know what came out, so I really didn't know what was in my wages.
Yeah, direct debit.
And what about the people who say, it is stealing, Stephen? It's stealing, and you know you're stealing.
No, if you put it like that, but I don't want to put it as stealing when they're still going to give it back. Mm. But let them take it back in January.
Okay, at some point in
or
the
February,
future.
It's a shorter month.
All right, Stephen, thanks for chatting to us. Have a good morning.
Have a good morning.
B102-103. Right, one last one to read out. This may be the clincher for the person who emailed us as to what to do next. From an employment solicitor.
Oh.
Nonetheless, report it. It's gross misconduct. Employees have lost their jobs for exactly the same thing, despite the error arising with the employer first. That's the legal viewpoint.
Beach Breakfast. Your music now. This is Beach.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
This is Beach Breakfast. It's Monday morning with Niall, Vinny and Trish, and I hope you're well. Hi. Let me read one last one of the flood of messages we've had this morning on the dilemma. Guys, I was talked into keeping money that I shouldn't have collected in the first place, and my conscience didn't allow me to spend it. I just didn't feel comfortable until I gave it back. Please do the right thing. It's not your money, and at least you'll spend Christmas without anything playing on your mind. Okay, thank you for that. Our email address, talk@beat102103.com, if you want to get something into us.
The Daily Dilemma on Beat 102-103.